Amen. If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Nehemiah. The book of Nehemiah. And the Bible says, the words of Nehemiah, the son of Hechaliah, and it came to pass in the month of Chislu, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace, that Hananiah, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven, and said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments, that thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now day and night for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word of thy command that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence and will bring them unto the place I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are thy servants and thy people whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant, this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought, on being available, Brother Charles, and making a difference. Being available and making a difference. And as I get started tonight, I tell you what I want to do. The Lord laid this on my heart today. I've got some little index cards here tonight, and my wife's going to come around, and she's going to give you a card. And if you need a pencil, she's got one of those too. You might use that as an excuse. But she's going to give you one and a pencil. And I want you, while I'm preaching tonight, I want you to think and meditate in your heart. And I want you to think about the people that you know in your home, your household, your family, your friends, your relations, your workplace, wherever it might be, that's lost and need to be saved, that need some kind of help from the Lord. And I want you, if you will, just to write that on this paper, on this index card, amen, during this service, all right? You can do that. It won't be too painful. And I believe it'll be a blessing to you. But as we see this and we see the thought and we think of being available and making a difference, we see the Word of God and we see Nehemiah and we see his concern, amen? We see his concern here in the Word of God, and as the brethren from Judah come to him and he begins to ask them. And I just can imagine in my mind's eye tonight, you just think for a minute, that Nehemiah is there and he's the king's cupbearer. He's in the palace. But the whole time he's a-wondering about his brethren in Jerusalem. He knows the tragedy that's taken place. He knows the captivity that's taken place. He knows the depravity and the things of that nature that's taken place. And he's worried and he's concerned and he's wondering in his heart about his people. Amen. There's a concern because of the conflict. Amen. That's there in that place. The conflict of the captivity that's taken place and the carnage there, both of people and things that's developed in Jerusalem. And Nehemiah is thinking on these things. He's pondering these things in his heart. And oh, what a heavy heart he must have had. And these brethren come to him from Judah. And he asked them. Now, I want you to notice the first thing he does. He asked the brethren concerning these people. He said, how's the people doing? How's the Jews doing? He said, how's my people doing? That's caught up in the captivity. That's down there in Jerusalem, in the chaos and the carnage and the conflict. He said, how are my people? I see, but Nehemiah had a burden for the people. He had a burden, amen, down in his soul. It wasn't something that he took lightly, but to Nehemiah, it was real. Praise God. I tell you what we need tonight, church. We need a burden that's real in our hearts this evening. He had a burden for his people. We ought to have a burden for our people. We ought to have a burden for our families, our homes, our relatives, our kinfolk, the people we come in contact with. They somebody that you'll pice every day that don't know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. And we ought to have a burden, amen, in our hearts to tell them about Jesus. Amen. Nehemiah had a burden for his people. But not only, Brother Jeff, did he have a burden for people, but Junior, he had a burden for his place. Amen. And he said, I asked him concerning the Jews. He said, I asked him concerning the people. He said, how's the people doing? How's the people faring in the land? But then he asked them concerning Jerusalem. He said, how's Jerusalem holding up? He said, that place, amen, that we love so well, that place that we call home, that place that God's give us, that place where we worship the most high God, a place where we had met with God, where the presence of God was real. He said, how's that place faring? Amen. Praise the Lord. He had a burden on his heart, praise God. Amen. Boy, if we could get a burden on our heart for the people, if we get a burden on our heart for a place, praise God, God would move in a mighty way again when we got that burden. Amen. Praise God. I love it when people come here, especially like Brother Ernie the other day, and he is a bragging on this little church. I said, son, it ain't us. I said, it's God Almighty. It's the Holy Ghost of God that moves through the hearts of his people, that tiptoes through here with us. Amen. Listen, we can't do nothing without him. But praise God when he's here. Glory to God. It gets right. It gets on. We worship him and we praise him like we ought to. Praise God. I'm glad that we get to. Amen. Had a burden for his people. He had a burden for his place. Amen. The remnant. Praise God. It was left of the captivity. Praise God. He worried about them. He was worried about that place called Jerusalem. Amen. The things that had taken place, the things that transpired. And old Nehemiah, that old man, a man of God, he had a burden in his heart. Listen, church, we need to get a burden in our heart. We're going to have lots of folks die and go to hell lost without God if we don't get a burden for their soul. Amen. I've thought time and time and time again since last week when Brother Kevin called me and he said, Pastor, please pray for Gregory. He's been in a terrible accident. He's all busted up. He don't know nothing. He said, just please pray that God will bring him around enough, long enough that he can be saved. But what if he hadn't have got that opportunity? What if God hadn't have heard and answered prayer and brought him out of that coma and put him to a place where he could cry out for some old man of God who come take the word of God and show him how to be saved. Pray with him, amen, so he could give his life to Christ. He'd have slipped out of here and went to hell. Amen. But praise God, he heard an answered prayer. Give us an opportunity. Listen, how many opportunities are we shunning today? Amen. Every day is an opportunity. Amen. We need to ask God to give us Holy Ghost boldness. Amen. Just to open our mouth and proclaim the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. That'll work. Amen. But Nehemiah was he had a burden on his heart for his people. Amen. He said, listen, said, there's some things that's happened. There's things that took place in our hearts, our lives, that's caused this to come upon us. In verse number 3, he said, And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. He said, listen, the people that's left, the people that's in captivity, he said, they're going through great affliction. They're in great affliction and great reproach. He said, that's where, hey, listen, where are we at today? Hey, man, we're in great affliction. We're in great reproach when it comes to standing in the eyes of a holy and righteous God. But praise God, I'm glad he can make a difference. Amen. I wonder what God thinks about when He looks down on the United States of America. I wonder what God thinks about when He looks down on North Carolina. I thought last Saturday when we were standing up out there at the Washington Monument, and around that thing is all the states of the United States on pillars. And I look over across the way and I could see North Carolina over there on one of them pillars. And I thought, oh God, I said, oh God, please touch our state again. Please touch our country. Please touch our place one more time. I used to be the Bible belt. Used to be the belt buckle of the Bible belt. Praise God. But I'm telling you, we've lost sight of God. We've lost trace of God. We've lost track of godliness. Amen. We've turned to our own pernicious ways. But I want to thank God that He hasn't changed, not one whit. He's the same yesterday, forever, and He's beckoning us to come unto Him. All you weary and heavy laden, listen, I will tell you, listen, we're all carrying a heavy load. There's a lot of things in this world that's weighing us down. I want to say there's one. He said, hey, listen, He said, take my cares upon you, for I care for you, praise God. He said, let me change burdens with you. He wants to take that load off of you, praise God. He wants to make your burden light. He said, I'll take that old heavy load. I'll let you carry a light load. All you have to do is take up your cross and follow me. Amen. Praise His holy name. What a God we serve. But He said they was in reproach. The people are in reproach. I believe America, I believe I bring it all the way down where we live. I believe North Carolina is a reproach to God. Amen. They was a reproach. In Nehemiah chapter number 2, verse 17. The Bible says this. He said, then said I unto them, you see the distress that we are in. How Jerusalem lieth waste, the gates thereof are burned with fire. He said, come and let us build up a wall. And He said, that we be no more a reproach. Amen. He said, we need to build, praise God, we need to start building up so we won't be a reproach. Amen. Listen, I believe we've come to a place in America. I believe we've come to a place in North Carolina. I pray God where we've become a reproach to the people of this world. Amen. He said, preacher, what do you mean? I'm saying we ought to be different. Hey, there's a lot of people looking at us, looking at our lives, they're examining us, and they want to see a difference in us. They got hope for you. Amen. They got hope for us that we a lot of times don't even have for ourselves. They want to see Christ in you, praise God. They want to see a difference in us. But Nehemiah said there's no difference, that we've become a reproach to the country. We've better become a reproach to the people of the land. Amen. He said they're looking at us and they don't see us as godliness. They see us as we are. An old backslidden people, amen. He said, well, preacher, that's not me. Amen. If we ain't doing something for the Lord, amen, we're not doing much at all. Amen. In Nehemiah chapter 5, verse number 9, he says this. He said, also I said, is it not good that ye do ought that we not ought ye not to walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the heathen, our enemies. Amen. When they look at us, the enemy looks at us, the heathen look at us, and they said, well, what's the matter with him? I thought he was a Christian. When we get caught up in distress and despair, and we do. Amen. Amen. They say, where's his power? But I want to say, praise God, when you look, but when we lift up our head, lift up our eyes, and we call upon God, and we say, oh God, I know that you are God, and beside you there's no other. I know, God, that you have the power and the might, praise God, to supersede every situation that we may get ourselves into, but you're God enough to bring us out. Amen. But he says God. Amen. But we have to ask the question. I see Nehemiah. He said, where are God's people? Where are God's people? While all this stuff's transpiring, while all this stuff's going on, where are God's people at? Amen. Hey, listen, they're here, there, and yonder, but they're not where we are to be. Praise God, praising and worshiping God, drawing nigh to Him so that He can draw nigh to us. Amen. We ought to be drawing close to Him. We ought to be drawing close to each other. Amen. We ought to be able to show brotherly love. He said, how do you know that you've been born again? Because you love the brethren. Amen. Praise God. Ain't that what He said? We know that we've been saved because we love the brethren. Amen. Let me say this. If I ate with somebody that I didn't love, I'd hit my knee and say, God, help me to love them. Amen. You say, preacher, ain't some things about that person I don't like. Yeah. And there's probably some things about you they don't like either. But praise God, you can still love them in the Lord. Still lift them up. Still pray for them. Still encourage them. Amen. You say, preacher, that'd be awful hard. Yeah, for a child of God, amen, you're able to do it. Praise His name. Amen. Amen. Oh, me. We can praise God if we love the Lord. But where are God's people in this day and hour we live? Amen. We ought to be... But I tell you, I was just blessed all to pieces last Saturday. I just have to say, praise God, they was just a fellowship from glory. Like I'd never seen... I've been in meetings. I've been in big meetings. I've been with people, you know, when the revival was going on. But praise God, when you got that many people that's just there with the sole purpose just to praise the Lord... I mean, brown, black, yellow, brown and white, praise God. All colors, amen. Just praising God, worshiping in spirit and truth. You know what will fix America? Praise God. God will. Amen. Holy Ghost, praise God, moving in the hearts of people. But he said, that where's the people at? They become a reproach in the world where they live. Amen. He said, Jerusalem, that great city, is no longer a great city. Amen. It wasn't too many years ago that, you know, I wouldn't mind saying, praise God. You know, they say, where do you live? I'd say, I live not next to Asheville, North Carolina. I was proud of it. Amen. Great city, great place to be from. Now I'm ashamed of it. Amen. I'm ashamed. I don't tell them. They ask me where I live. I said, I live. I said, don't you live in Asheville? I said, no, I live way north of Asheville. Amen. Got to go way on up the road, amen, where I live. Amen. Used to, praise God, men of God would be in the Ashland streets and we'd be marching and preaching and praising God. Amen. Get up there on the square and tell somebody about Jesus. Lifting up the name of the Lord. You say, what happened, preacher? We've let down on God. We've not made ourselves available that we might make a difference. Amen. If you make yourself available, God will help you make a difference. But the Bible says, Nehemiah says, they lost their beautiful city. Amen. They lost their beautiful city. Not only did they lose their beautiful city, they lost their godly city. You know what happens when you lose godliness? You lose your city. When you lose godliness, you lose your home. When you lose godliness, you lose your church. When you lose godliness, you lose your family. Amen. That's a fact. Amen. We need God Almighty in everything that we do. Amen. That's why the Lord would tell us in Psalms 50:2, He'd say, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty. Talking about that little city of Jerusalem. And He said, God hath shined. Amen. He's talking about the holiness of that place. That place that was set aside for God. I'm glad, praise God, we have a little place up here on this hill. It's set aside and dedicated for the glory of God. It's a place where we meet with Him and He meets with us. And we just praise Him and worship Him in spirit and truth. And He's in our midst, praise God. He's never left us alone. Amen. Praise God. So that we can call upon Him, praise God, and He hears us. Amen. He said, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. We see His glory. He says in verse 15 of Psalm 50, He said, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. I want to say tonight, how many times has God done His part of that verse? How many times have we been in trouble? How many times have we called out to Him? How many times in the wee hours of night have we cried out? I had no way of going, no way of knowing, no way of helping, but we called out to God. Oh, you was in trouble. You was in trouble. And you called out to God and said, oh, God, please help me. And God reported the glory. He sent down blessed hope. He sent a cure. He sent help. Amen. Praise God. Out of Zion. When you call upon His name, He sent that help. It was needed. But I wonder how many times, Brother Junior, He's done that. And He's done that in every one of our lives. We've called upon Him because we needed Him. Amen. We needed him. We couldn't make it without him. We had to have his help. You say, preacher, I've never been that way. You better just hold on. Amen. I've been that place a lot of times. You say, preacher, I'll admit that. Amen, I will. Ain't been times I just needed some help. I've needed help physically. I've needed help spiritually. I've needed help mentally. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I've cried out to God. I said, Lord God, I'm in trouble. And the Holy Ghost of God come from heaven with a handful of purpose. Amen. Glory to God. He just poured it out on me. Amen. I got to feeling better. I got plumb beside myself. Amen. But you know what happens if we ain't careful? God will do his part and we won't do ours. Amen. He said that when thou art in trouble, he said, and call upon me in a day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. Amen. We've called upon him. He's delivered us. Then what? We take it for granted. Hello? We take it for granted. We take him for granted. But he said, when I have delivered you, he said, I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. Amen. We haven't done our part. Amen. When God has delivered us. God saved loved ones. God's healed the sick. God's brought us through troubles and trials and afflictions. Praise God. We ought to be shouting and praising and giving him the glory. Amen. Everything, praise God, he draws. You say, preacher, there's a lot of little things. Praise God. We ought to give him glory for the little things. Amen. It makes a difference. Praise God. So they lost their great city because they disallowed God. Amen. They lost their godliness in the city. That God of holiness, that God of perfection, that God of glory that was revealed to them. Amen. You know what happens when you lose that? Brother Scott, you lose your power. Amen. What happened next was the Jews had lost their power. Amen. When you lose your power, you know what you lose? You lose your influence. Hello? I don't want to lose my influence. I want to be circumspect with God. I want to walk with him circumspect so I can have my power, so I can have my influence with those around me. Amen. You said, preacher, it don't make no difference. It makes all the difference. Amen. We've got to have an influence. Hello? Weighs an influence on us. If God don't have an influence on you, something's messed up. Hello? If God don't have an influence in your life, then something's missing. God ought to have an influence in your life every day, so that you and I can have an influence on others along the way. Hello? But sometimes I wonder if our influence ain't corrupt. Amen? The devil would like to corrupt your influence. Take away your power. Do away with your persuasion. Amen? In the day and hour we're losing, we're living, he's doing it. We're losing the battle. Amen. We're losing the war, the battle. We'll win the war, but we're losing the battle. Amen. If we ain't careful, we get so negative, so contradictive, amen, that we start seeing things in a negative way. Amen. Living day and hour, if we ain't careful, we'll be talking about the brethren. Amen. We'll be putting down the church, be putting down the preacher, be putting down other folks in the community. We'll be bad-mouthing those that lost and they don't know no better. They're doing what they do because they're lost. Amen. Boy, I tell you, God really pressed this on my heart. We need to be careful, church. We need to be careful what we do, what we say, because we'll lose our power, we'll lose our influence, and we'll lose our families. We'll lose our home, we'll lose our communities. Amen. The devil will march in and take it over. Amen. Ungodly China, Brother Junior, would like nothing more. Just march in here and put us under communism and take our Bibles away. God help us. Amen. The only way to stop that from happening is have power with God. Have an influence on people's lives. Help them realize, praise God, there's a right way and a wrong way. And the right way is God's way. You say, preacher, one person, I can't make no difference, really. You make all the difference in certain situations. As the old saying goes, you may be the only Bible that some folks ever read. Hello? God help us, young as we need to be steadfast in the things of God. He said, well, one person can't make a difference. One person did make a difference. His name was Nehemiah. He made a difference. He had a burden in his heart. He had a burden for his people. He had a burden for his place, praise God. He realized that they had transgressed against God. They had brought reproach upon his name. And they said, oh God, he begged and prayed and asked God to help them. Amen. And God began to move their hearts. We see the Bible tells us in verse 1 here in our text that they were in a great affliction and reproach. Amen. He said the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. He said, that's where they are. They're great affliction. They're beat down. They're despised of their neighbors. They don't like them. They don't care for them. Amen. But I want to say, he said, if we'll turn to God. Amen. If he said, if we'll turn to God. He said in verse 9, said, but if ye turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence and bring them into the place that I have chosen to set my name there. See, we look around us today and we see our children, our loved ones, our kinfolk, and we see scattered all around this world going their own pernicious ways, doing their own ungodly deeds. But praise God, God said if we had turned unto Him, amen, turn from ourselves, turn from the world, turn to God and beg Him and ask Him to help us. He said He'd keep His command, follow the teachings of God Almighty. He said He'd draw those that scattered unto Himself. Amen. Look up and lift up your eyes, young'uns. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and He'll gather our children home. Amen. Our people. They're our people. Amen. Mine and yours. They're not aliens from another country. Even though our children sometimes seem like it. They seem like they're from a foreign land and we don't know them no more. Amen. But when we pray and we seek and we love them, praise God. God Almighty, praise God. He said He'd return, He'd draw them unto Him, and He'd bring His people, and He'd bring them to His place. I'd like to see this little place full of His people. I'd like to see this little place full of our children, our loved ones, our family members, worshiping God, getting ready to go home. Every time we come in the door expecting, praise God, this may be it, while we're worshiping God in spirit and truth, He may come take us out of here. Wouldn't that be something? Have all your children, all your loved ones gathered all around you. And all of a sudden, there's a trump and a shout, praise God. We go out of here. Oh, what a blessing that would be. But he said, listen, he said, they've been led into the great affliction, great reproach, but God wasn't going to leave them that way. God doesn't desire to leave them that way. He wants to bring us out of here with great rejoicing. Amen. Look at Nehemiah chapter number 12. Nehemiah chapter number 12 and verse 43. Nehemiah says this. Nehemiah 12 and 43. He said, also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them to rejoice with great joy. The wives also and the children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. Amen. He said, God said there was some rejoicing going on. See, Nehemiah had stuck with the stuff. He had stayed with the stuff. He had built the walls. He had sanctified everything. Praise God. Set aside and gave God the glory for it all. And God Almighty had just moved in on purpose. Why? Because one man made himself available. Because one man was willing to make a difference. Don't you let the devil tell you you can't make no difference. Amen. I know he does. He tells me all the time, oh, you ain't making no difference. Why don't you just quit? That's what he'd like me to do. He'd like me to quit. He said, well, preacher, that may be the Lord speaking to you. Yeah, that's what you wish. Amen. It's the devil, amen. He wants me to quit. He don't care about your soul. He'd love to put somebody here that would tickle your ear and tell you how warm and fuzzy he'd like to be. Amen. But he's God Almighty, man. He'd be reverenced and revered for his goodness, his grace, his mercy, and his power. Praise his holy name. But he said one man could make a difference. If we make ourselves available, seek God, amen. Men and women, praise God. In Nehemiah chapter number 2, he said, preacher, how could we make a difference? Nehemiah said in verse 17, I've already read in here, and he said, then said I unto them. You see the distress that we're in. So he was getting prepared. He was getting prepared to build. He's getting prepared to do something for the glory of God. Nehemiah didn't do this for the king. He didn't do it for himself. He done it for King Jesus. He done it for the glory of God. He said, you see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Now there's a message there in the wall, though he didn't say the walls of Jerusalem, Brother Jeff. In verse chapter 1, he said the wall of Jerusalem. That wall of a defense city. It was that was one. That was the power of God. He said, let us build up the wall of Jerusalem that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me. Nehemiah had done a little bragging on his Lord that day. Amen. See, he had already went out the night before and he had scouted the city. He had looked at it. He had seen how much damage was really there. Amen. He seen how it was tore up so bad that one place said he couldn't even get through and his horse had to leave it there. Couldn't make his way through. But he saw the difference. He evaluated the situation. And he said, there's distress around, there's destruction all around us. But he said, but praise God, there's a God that's in me. He said, as also the king's word that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for his work, for this good work. Amen. They got encouragement from the Lord, from the man of God. Amen. You say, well, one man, Nehemiah made a difference. The work had stopped, nothing was happening. But Nehemiah said, praise God, young'uns, we can do this. God Almighty has empowered us to do this. And he said, if you'll help me, praise God, we'll get in here and we'll build. We'll begin to build something for the glory of God, that he might be glorified of all. But see, anytime you try to do something, Brother Junior, for the Lord, there's going to be opposition. Amen. You might as well count on it. Anytime you try to do something for the Lord, there'll be opposition. These old fellas rose up, and old Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem, they rose up and they said, hey, listen, what are you trying to do? Trying to usurp the king? Trying to make yourself a king? Trying to make yourself somebody? Amen. You going to rebel against the king? I see the old man of God. He said, no, I'm going to give glory to God. I'm going to give glory to my king. Amen. He said, then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. You know, the opposition will always be there when you're building something and they're on the outside looking in. But you know what happens? If you just keep building, praise God, eventually they're going to be on the outside, no way to get in. Amen. The opposition will be put at bay. And it'll be put at bay by God Almighty. He'll take away the opposition. He'll take away the reproach. And he said, I answered, God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will rise and build. But ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. Amen. And Nehemiah, praise God. Listen, he said he was somebody. He made himself available, amen, for God to use. Now, he would have been better off if he could have stayed in the king's house and been a cupbearer. But God burdened his heart. God burdened his heart for his people. God burdened his heart for his place. Amen. And Nehemiah stepped out in faith with the help of the Lord. And he said, Lord, if you'll send me, I'll go. He come before the king, and the king said, seen his sadness, and boy, it could have been a bad thing. But the king said, I've never seen you sad. It must just be sorrow of heart. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Nehemiah said, yeah, Lord, my king, live forever. He said, my heart's broke for my people. He said, my heart's broke for my place. He said, what would you like me to do? And Nehemiah, he'd already been praying for night and day. He said, Lord, if you'd just send me up there to help my people, if you'd send me up there to rebuild, to build my place, amen, he said, it'd tickle me to death. Praise God. I'm glad God gives us people. I'm glad God gives us a place. Amen. If we'll just make ourselves available, we can make a difference. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, youngins, the battle's not going to be easy. It's going to be uphill from now on because the devil's fighting on every hand. The devil don't want to see you succeed. The devil don't want to see your family succeed. The devil don't want to see the church succeed. He don't want to see our nation succeed. But if we'll lift up our voices to God, magnify and glorify God. I seen Him. I seen Him this week bring thousands of people together in one mind and one accord and worship God in spirit and truth. And boy, the power and presence of God was surreal. I mean, it was all over the place. Amen. Yeah, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying making ourselves available to make a difference. And I guarantee you'll make a difference. You will make a difference. Not just me. He said, well, Pastor, that's why we got you. Amen. Praise the Lord. But what about you? We've got each other, church. We've got each other. Amen. Every one of us have somebody today that we know, that we love, that needs to be saved. We've got the family members that's maybe been saved, but they're backslid. They've gone back out in the world. Amen. The world's trying to consume them. Amen. But if we'll make ourselves available, amen, we can make a difference in our life. We can get them back in. He said, if we'll return to Him, amen, He'll draw them unto Himself. He said, preacher, how can we make that happen? I'll tell you how to make it happen. Just start bragging on the Lord. Amen. Bragging on the Lord all the time. Amen. If any negativity comes out, tries to come out of you at all, just bite your tongue off. Amen. And just give God the glory for everything, praise God, that's going on in our life. To pray God, even the trouble sometimes, that God is in control. Bless His holy name. Being available and making a difference. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name.